Morning, everyone. So, as Malcolm said, we're starting to look at a new sermon series, and it's all about tend. The full definition of that, if you look up the five marks of mission, is responding to human need by loving service. Responding to human need by loving service. And I want to invite you this morning to think about your hands. If you're small or artistically inclined, feel welcome to come down to the front and draw around your hands. You may wish to look at your hands. You might want to rub them together a little bit first, just to bring your attention to them and close your eyes. And as we think about our hands, I want you to reflect on how we can use them to care for others. When I was thinking about this sermon, I realised that we use our hands in two main ways to tend. Firstly, we can use them to do practical things for people. Can anyone think of any examples? Things we might do practically to tend, to look after those in need? Wow, you think you lot be used to joining in by now. Right, put food in the food bank bunks. Cook a dinner for someone. Didn't hear that, sorry, Ellen. Bandaging legs. Very practical things, yeah. We can cook, clean, help with shopping, do a bit of DIY. We can tend to wounds. We can help, if we're smaller, maybe it's helping to put our clothes away. Perhaps it's making something, using our hands to be creative, to cheer somebody up. Picking a bunch of flowers. But we can also use our hands to tend to others by being there with them, by offering a hand of friendship. Can anyone think of any ways we might do that? Less practical. Thank you, Malcolm. We could literally just go up to somebody, shake their hands. Maybe there's a new face that we haven't met before, whether that's at church or at work. But it might also be just holding their hand as they wait medical tests. It might be giving a hug to somebody who's feeling really low. It might mean that sometimes we have to share our toys. It's tough. Or it could be sitting with people praying with them. I want you to keep these ideas in your mind as we think a little bit more deeply about the passage that we heard earlier. And also why it is that we're called to tend. Why is it that the church has made it one of the five marks of mission? It must be important. So in the passage from Luke, we hear how Jesus stands up to preach in the synagogue and he quotes from Isaiah. Luke places this story right at the start of the gospel, really, right at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. We have the story of John the Baptist being born and Jesus being born, and then Jesus goes and gets baptized, goes into the wilderness, and then this is in Luke's gospel, the first thing we hear. The placement of it tells us something. And as I was reading it, I thought it's a little bit like a newly elected leader giving their first speech, where they set out their stall and detail what their mission is. By quoting this particular passage from Isaiah, Jesus is telling us something about his focus, his mission. He says that he is here to proclaim good news to the poor, proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, set the oppressed free, and proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. That's no small feat. It's a quote from Isaiah 61. And if you read through the rest of Isaiah 61, ideas that keep cropping up are restoration, righteousness, things being restored, renewed. It's talking about, although we may have become isolated from God, although maybe we've become isolated from each other, there is a vision of things being put right. And ultimately, God being praised. And there are lots of things in this world that don't seem right. We can see a huge amount of need when we look around. We can see need in our local communities. We can see grief, illness, mental health problems, homelessness, long-term unemployment, people who are housebound. And we also see needs nationally and globally. People fleeing from war, from poverty or persecution in their own countries. homes destroyed by natural disasters, people struggling to grow the food that they need due to climate change, spread of disease. By quoting these words from Isaiah, Jesus very clearly tells us that he's concerned about these needs and he's come to make things right, restore our world. Throughout his ministry, Jesus sees, he cares, and he acts. He gets his hands dirty, sometimes literally. There's the story. He uses the mud to heal a blind man. And he offers his hands practically in service. At St. Tim's, we try to do a little bit of this as well. We offer to do things like cooking for new parents, giving money to charities, donating to the food bank. We buy gifts for women and children in shelters, and there's loads more that goes on that I'm sure I haven't thought of or listed. But Jesus also offers a hand of friendship. He listens to people, speaks to people. The majority of his earthly life was spent being one of us. At St. Tim's, we have the Tuesday Social Club and the Wednesday Lunch Club, and the focus is around a shared meal. Meals are fantastic for tending to people. It's a place where we can sit down and build friendships and make connections. I think at St. Tim's, we're often also quite good at chatting. And that's important too. We're called to follow Jesus' example, to help demonstrate how God wants us to live. Jesus comes and shows us what things could really be like if everything was restored and renewed. And that's an important job that we've got to complete as a church. It can seem daunting. Jesus' words here were designed to challenge. If you keep reading through Luke, it tells us that the people were amazed at what Jesus said. And then they became furious as well. So much so that they tried to drive him out of town and off a cliff. Loving service is risky. People might reject us. And sometimes it can feel draining to attend to other people's needs. But we can help to restore things now. We can show the world a little glimpse of what God's kingdom is really like. We're called to do this work. Some of us have a really deep passion for it. Some of us here feel really led to attend. That might be that we do that in our jobs. There's quite a few of us here that work in the health profession. Others don't feel quite so called in that way. And that's fine. Their roles may be more to tell or to teach. We've all got different strengths, and that's part of the beauty of how God made us. But I want to argue that it can be quite simple to tend or to start tending to people's needs. As I was preparing this sermon, I actually managed to make it out to home group. Both the kids were in bed, it was a miracle, so I very quickly ran out the house, got in the car and went before they could wake up. And even more lucky, we actually had a bit of a conversation about this passage and about these sorts of issues. And so I actually need to credit them with some of the writing of this sermon, I suppose. And James really helpfully shared a video by Sam Wells, who's a priest at St. Martin's in the Field. And they do a lot of work with people who are homeless, who don't have a permanent residence. And in the video, he argues that the most important thing that we can do to help those around us is to be with them, to offer a hand of friendship, spend time with them. Because it's about those connections. And he points out that that's what Jesus spent most of his time doing. I thought he put this really nicely. He says, we're trying to solve the wrong problem. We get it into our heads that the human predicament is about limitation, that we die, that we get sick, that we have disabilities, that we're short on food and so on. The human problem is not limitation. The human problem is isolation. Isolation from one another and from God. So if you're struggling with this area of mission, if you don't quite know where to start, if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed with the needs of the world or drained because you're just so involved and you need a bit of renewal, I invite you to stop, open your hands, and simply spend time with another person. Tending to other people's needs doesn't always need to be busy. In fact, it's important that sometimes it's not as well. Take some time to bring your attention to your hands again. What practical help can they offer? Who needs your loving service at this time? Who's lonely or hurt and needs a hand of friendship extending to them? Father God, give us eyes to see the needs around us, compassion to be moved, and courage to serve. Amen.